Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
So recently, there was news that Sony had been hacked, I guess, once again. This seems to be a reoccurring theme. Can you tell us a little bit about this hack, about breaking into their music label servers?
Well, indeed. In fact, what we see is that Michael Jackson's, from early reports, his entire music collection, which they paid $395 million for, Sony has confirmed that have been hacked and that data has been transferred out somewhere.
So how does this happen, and I guess when did it occur?
So Sony tells us that, and again, it's unclear when it started. When they recognized it, of course, they filled the hole. But this is something that other companies are dealing with as well. This hole had been there for some time, and I don't think they know exactly when it started. They also don't know exactly, they're able to pinpoint some specifics on an individual incident of the music being, hacked and sent back to, you know, wherever on the internet. But there's a lot of information they simply don't know. And what's also, I think, troublesome is they're not sure what the motivation was. Was it a fan? Was it somebody who wants to go out and sell this? Clearly, Sony had big plans for it. If you pay $395 million for a collection of music, certainly you want to monetize it and get returns on your investment.
Well, absolutely. And I guess, you know, what I've been hearing as well, that it included some unreleased songs also, which I would assume have major value.
Well, they do, you know, because the subject is hot. And, you know, after the unfortunate passing, I mean, that, you know, clearly there's some, any unreleased material, you've got a fixed situation where there's not going to be more material released. So you were seeing collaborations with like Black Eyed Peas and some different top tier artists. And when those get released, certainly they don't want to have it already out there and possibly spreading around the internet. It's a scary value proposition for Sony.
And I guess, do we know if in addition to the Michael Jackson catalog of songs, was there anything else that was compromised? And I guess, does Sony feel at this point that they have a handle on the breach?
Well, they say that they plug the holes, so that's sort of general and generic. But yes, Avril Lavigne, her music was accessed. I believe the Foo Fighters were also accessed, and there was a few other artists. So it's not just them. I think Sony's going to have a real hard time. They have had a hard time restoring the confidence in their music service. But now, from a bottom line standpoint, the question is in the next 2 to 3 weeks, of whether we're going to start seeing some of these unreleased tracks monetized in some way on the black market or available on BitTorrents or other sources. And it just remains to be seen whether they're going to attempt to monetize it or just pass them out for free. It's really hard to say at this point. I think Sony has got to be concerned until they find out what that model is that the scammers were after. And this, you know, relates to what we were talking about. You know, when companies get hacked, well, what's the motivation? Sony doesn't know. Right. Was it hacktivism? Was it to prove a point, or was it just a target of opportunity?
And this isn't the first time they've been hacked, correct?
Sony's had a history of being hacked. They had one of the most expensive hacks, I believe, in 2011. It was one of the most conservative estimates in terms of the damage was about $180 million. And I wrote a blog on the insurance that they're able to get against hacks. It was pretty spotty at the time. This is new territory. So it's very likely that they would have to absorb a lot of that and it goes to their bottom line, which is, you know, of course, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Do we know if the attacks are related, or at this point, is it too early to tell?
I think it's fair to say that some of the intelligence that were used during the first surveillance part of the hack may have been used to get back in. Whether they left a back door or just exactly how they got in this time, I don't know, but it may be that they were able to get in quite a ways and find other ways to exfiltrate data, and that's what they've done. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, yeah, no, we'll definitely keep our eye on this story. And Cameron, thanks so much for taking the time to share this information with us. If you have any questions for Cameron, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.